Gayle, G-A-Y-L-E, Holland, H-O-L-L-A-N-D, 11-15, 1956. She was seen 9-5-2025. This is a 68-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of systolic and diastolic congestive heart failure with essential hypertension, period. Patient is an obese black woman who was found to be short of breath at rest and worsened with any activity, period. In the paragraph, she needs a new nebulizer because the old one broke. She said the nebulizer helped her with her shortness of breath. She has swelling in her lower extremity, 1+, shortness of breath with activity for sure. She has a Rollator, which she's not able to use because of her shortness of breath, period. She also has orthopnea and PND at night. That's why she sleeps on 3 or 4 pillows every night, period. Appetite has been okay, and weight has been stable per patient, period. Patient most likely belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4 because of her shortness of breath at rest. She does not wear her oxygen. She has oxygen available. We've talked about using the oxygen, especially at night, especially since I do believe she has sleep apnea, but she still doesn't like to use it, period. She has issues with air hunger and requires medication to help with anxiety from time to time, period. Her blood sugar was, her blood pressure was 150 over 106. She states she's out of her blood pressure medication and waiting for them to come today. O2 is 94% with a pulse of 98. Period. Patient's current TPS is at 40%. With the hang on 1 second, let me see. MAC of 33 centimeter, period. Let me see if there's anything else to say. Patient's edema of the lower extremity is chronic because of her congestive heart failure. Patient was encouraged to wear her oxygen, especially at nighttime. Review of the record indicates that patient's blood pressure is stable while she's taking her blood pressure medication, and that will be initiated ASAP. Now, put on MAC is at 35, not 33. Overall prognosis remains poor for Ms. Holland. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. I don't know if I said this, but other comorbidities include diabetes, atherosclerotic heart disease, sleep apnea, coronary artery disease, essential hypertension, it's noteworthy to mention that her PPS has dropped from 50% to 40% since admission. Thank you. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.